It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Well, hello. Hope you've had an awesome week. Welcome to Thursday and welcome to Talking Flicks. To you too, Mr. Lee. Have you had a good week?
I have had a great week, thank you. School holidays, I just love. It is so much fun and it's busy, which is good. Kids are coming in, popcorn making. I've been making a lot of popcorn, can I just say quietly?
He's making popcorn. That's what he's doing. Yeah. I can see you with your little apron on, you know, little spits of popcorn coming out. You're there slaving over a popcorn maker. This is why you take your job so seriously. A lot of people wouldn't do that, Mr. Lee, but I can see you doing it. And you know what? You're dipping there, the choc tops in the chocolate. That is passion.
I have to admit, I actually don't make choc tops, but don't tell anyone.
Oh, are you sure you used to make them? What do you do?
I used to make them, and I make them every now and then. It's just very rare. I make popcorn, but the staff are making choc tops much better than I can. I can't do it.
Oh, this, you know, this calls for a new segment where we're going to have a so you can make the choc tops the best.
I can tell you that it's not me.
Don't sell yourself short, Mr. Lee. This is not the podcast, though, okay? This is a positive, optimistic podcast.
Oh, thank you.
If you want to put yourself down, you can go somewhere else, okay?
Okay, no worries. Well, thank you. My choc tops are beautiful, so there you go.
Very well said. They're made with love. Very well said. Yeah. Yes, but you know what? The fact that you have just said that you enjoy school holidays, try again. I can see right through you.
I actually do like school holidays because it's nice and busy, and I know the other sites, they're all busy. Everyone is just – and it makes the day go really quick. It's awesome. And the amount of people are coming to see Song Sung Blue, which that's our Talking Flickster Tomorrow podcast, so that's a good little plug there for tomorrow. People are loving that. And Zootopia. I can't believe people are still coming in to see Zootopia.
Yeah.
And it's been out for ages.
Well, it's one of the biggest movies of 2025. Made our top list there for last year. So, yeah, and good to see it still going strong. But I reckon Song Sung Blue will be – I reckon that could be number one this week in our top fives for Oz because I've heard raving reviews. And we're not going to say too much because I know you've seen it and you're going to talk about that tomorrow with our Flickster. So I won't say too much as to what you think of it, but I believe it's a good movie.
It is. Just take tissues.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward. Yeah. Well, now I can't wait to hear about it. So that is, of course, tomorrow. In the meantime, this is where we unpack all the great movies coming to the big screen this week. Let's get things underway. A bit later on, we'll do our top fives, of course, find out what's reigning supreme at the box office. Grant Lee hits the red carpet with some real news. And are we going around the screens this week, Mr. Lee? No, we're not.
No, around the screens. Okay. We haven't got anything yet. It's too early still.
Just another segment that's going to waste.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Can I just say, when we do have things around the screens and there's about 50 things, don't complain, okay?
I won't complain. At least there's something on there. Like these podcasts have been too short because we can't fill them because we're going to have to make up a new segment, okay?
We might have to. We might have to.
Why don't we just call it? What do you want to call it?
JT's positivity, and we need that.
Well, I just thought we'd do Grant Lee's bitch session. What do you reckon?
Well, let me tell you. Do you want the tea?
I can't wait for that. It's going to be great. That's coming next week to this podcast. In the meantime, though, let's get into some new movies for this week. And let's start with one that you, I believe, are off to see maybe this weekend.
Yeah, I am. It's called The Coral, and it's a drama, history, music, and it's a romance starring Ralph Fiennes and a few other people who I can't pronounce. Is it Roger Allam, Mark Addy, a few others? And it's all set in Yorkshire in 1916 when a choral society, male members enlisted into World War One, are leaving, and unfortunately they've got no one to fill in the spots. So what do they have to do?
Join the choir.
But who are they going to get?
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we have to find that out in the movie, right? That's what it's all about. So,
right.
Maybe
the I like Ralph Fiennes. Do you like him? He's a good actor.
I do like Ralph Fiennes. He's also got the guy out of Full Monty. I noticed him in the trailer as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is it?
He was the bigger guy in Full Monty.
Yeah. He was funny. That was a great movie. God, that's an
awesome
movie.
Awesome movie.
That was when I was at the Regent. That's how long ago that was.
Watched that movie a few times, didn't you, Mr. Lee?
Yeah.
You wanted that to become a reality. Let's have a listen.
Oh, nice.
Let's have a listen to the choral.
England, we're fodder for the mill, and we'll be fodder for the front.
All right, boys, ready?
Joining up?
I feel it's my patriotic duty.
We'll need a new chorus master.
I hope he puts the wind up the Germans more than he ever did the Sopranos.
Dr. Guthrie.
Oh. What?
He's been working in Germany.
Treachery.
He's an atheist.
There are atheists now. There's one in Bradford.
I heard his Mozart Requiem.
So did I. It was wonderful.
I'd like to hear the chorale. Or Haupt voll Blut und Wunden.
For God's sake, man, rein in the bloody German.
I always hold in avenues if you fancy it.
One you
shall be resting.
Rangers high for bright and fair.
Any news of Clyde?
Clyde was the best tenor we ever had.
Was? It's not been confirmed.
Yes, he'll turn up.
Cowards!
What's this?
Why aren't you at the front?
None of us are 18 yet, and when we are, we'll go. Madam.
She's lost her brother.
I took her the telegram.
Is this flaming war?
Home by Christmas, boys!
The vicars want it, the women want it. The idiots getting killed, they want it. Who do you turn to?
We used to have such a nice going on.
Hello, stranger.
You've been dealt some rough cards.
This gentleman wants to know if any of you can sing.
Limb lost, not to mention the things you've seen.
Life is shit.
So sing.
A man should hear a little music every day of his life, so worldly cares may not obliterate the beautiful in the human soul.
Oh, that is nice. Who said it?
Johann Wolfgang von Goethe.
For God's sake, man, lower your voice.
Yeah, he's Mark Addy, Mr. Lee. And
that's
it. It was Dave. Yes. He played in Full Monty. And I reckon, yeah, and so he's changed so much, hasn't he? But I mean, geez, it sounds great. It really does.
I love wartime things. I actually went and saw Nuremberg last week as well, and we've got it playing. And I know the other sites, Orange and Wagga, are all playing Nuremberg. So if you haven't missed it, make sure you go and see that too. But war movies are just remarkable. The stories that come out of them. Now, another movie that opens today is Grand Prix of Europe. Now, this is all about a young mouse and his daughter. And the daughter, wants to be someone. And the race, we're going to a 50th European Grand Prix. But unfortunately, something happens to the dad. He can't, so the daughter has to get behind the wheel.
Mm.
Did I sell it? No, I didn't.
No, you didn't. I think the trailer would do a better job. Let's just let that out.
I think so. Let's do it.
Is my dream.
I could race in the Grand Prix and I could win.
You'll get your chance to race someday.
He is the 4-time Grand Prix champion.
It's Ed's car.
This is our
neither can I.
Welcome to the Grand Prix.
I'm a
Nice driving.
Be careful. One mistake can cost you.
That was totally a threat.
I still really want his autograph, though.
He's completely lost control!
Maybe my dream should have stayed a dream.
I believe in you, Edda.
You've got this.
Watch this.
This is unbelievable!
Yeah, that is Grand Prix Europe, and that is out today. And I think with school holidays, Mr. Lee, that's a good one for the family to go and see, especially if you've already ticked off things like Zootopia, you know, maybe like a Wicked or a Pout Pout Fish.
Absolutely. It's good to see that they stagger these movies through school holidays because you don't want to watch them all at once. If they all come out at once, you don't have something to look forward to later. So it's, you know, the studios have done a great job in releasing them.
Yeah, they certainly have. Staggering. Yeah. So that is out now. Mr. Lee, there's also some other great movies you can go and see. We did mention The Pout Pout. We mentioned Wicked for Good, Zootopia 2, Anaconda.
Yeah, we've got Avatar, Fire and Ash, Five Nights at Freddy's 2, The Housemaid, Nuremberg, which I did talk about, and, yeah, Zootopia, Wicked for Good. These are so good, these movies, and I love this time of year because there's so many great movies out now. So check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening next.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, well, first up...
Love it.
The Mariachi Band's back. And you know why it's back?
Why is it back, Jason?
Well, it's back, Miss Lee, because we're having tacos tonight. We're off to Mexico.
And Taco Thursday.
Taco Thursday. Why not? You can have tacos any day of the week. It doesn't have to be Taco Tuesday. Have it any day of the week. What do you like on your taco, Mr. Lee? Do you like prefer beef or chicken?
No, beef.
Yeah.
Beef or chicken?
Ground beef. Yeah, beef.
Yeah, ground beef. That's
it. Yeah, sour cream, I'm guessing. You probably
Lettuce, onion, cheese, tomato.
Bit of salsa. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, why do we always talk about tacos when we go Mexico? All right. Let's get into the top fives.
And you know what? Well, that might be a new segment. Let's talk about food in one part of our segments.
All right, well, the Mariachi Band's fired up for you, Mr. Lee, so feel free to do your thing.
No worries. So top movies for Mexico is number 4, Predator Badlands. Number 3 is Eternity. Number 2 is Zootopia 2. And number 1 for Mexico... Avatar, Fire and Ash.
Again. Oh, that's great. Again. That's great.
It is.
All right, well, let's do the top 5.
I love that music.
We should bring those guys back every week.
We should.
So good.
If it's somewhere like France or something, we don't care.
No, stuff it. You know, I would love a mariachi band for my birthday. I reckon that'd be great. That's all I want. So okay. Keep that in mind, Mr. Lee, okay?
I will.
No expense spared. The top 5 for Oz. Well, this is a surprise. Number 5 is Song Sung Blue. I was expecting it maybe a bit further up the pole, but anyway. Number 4 is Zootopia 2. Number 3 is Anaconda. Number 2 is The Housemaid, which was what we spoke about last week on our Flickster. And number 1 for the Oz. It has to be, doesn't it? Avatar, Fire and Ash. Now, what's the run now? Are we looking at 4 weeks? 3 weeks? 4 weeks? It's been a while. I reckon it's three weeks now. Three weeks at least.
So that's pretty good.
That's very impressive.
Well, it's going to get up there with the money. It's going to be up there with all the Avatars and Titanics. Jim will be very, very happy because you know he's a billionaire now.
Oh, huge. One of the best directors of all time. And he's had some of the biggest movies. We're talking all the Avatars. We're talking Titanic. That guy knows how to make a really awesome movie. And you know what? No surprises that Avatar, Fire and Ash is right up there.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between, it's Talking Flicks, real news.
Live from the red carpet.
Thank you so much. Is this thing on?
It's on.
It's award season, as we know. We've just had the Critics' Choice Awards happen. One battle after another, which is the Leonardo DiCaprio movie. It's won Best Picture, as well as Paul Thomas Anderson winning for Best Director and Best Adapted Screenplay, which is really, really good. So I actually predicted it was going to win some awards, this movie, one battle after another, and it is now starting to win. So let's see how far it goes.
Yeah, definitely. No, it's very impressive.
Yeah. I'm a bit scared to say this name, but anyway, Timothy Chalamet. He has won he's won Best Actor for Marty Supreme, which is coming out in Australia in the next few weeks. So look out for that. So if he's won that for Best Actor, he must be very, very good. So very exciting. Amy Madeline, she won Best Score Supporting Actress for her role in Weapons. Now, remember Weapons last year when the kids all but one disappeared?
Mm.
Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise, wasn't it?
Mm.
Now, on some other news, Kirsten Stewart. Now, remember she was in the Twilight series?
Yeah, she was.
All that years ago. Yeah, well, she actually wants to direct a Twilight remake.
Ah, right, yes. Well, that'd be great. And you know what? She's a great person for it. Now, I would have to imagine that she would also star in it.
Yeah. Oh, she'd have to. Well, she'd have a cameo for sure, as well as Robert Pattinson. They would have to be in it.
I've got to be honest. Kristen Stewart was my teenage crush. I did. Whoa. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she was awesome. She was awesome. She's in, I can't remember what other movie she was in. There's another movie she was in with Frankie Muniz. So we played some spy. And she loved her in that too. So, yeah. But that's great. I hope she does. Would that be her first time directing?
Yeah, I think it will be because I've never heard of her directing before. So, but anyone that knows about Twilight, she does. So she would do the justice to the movie. So it'll be interesting to see if that comes about. Now, some other news, because we were just talking about Jim Cameron. If he steps aside to direct Avatar 4, James Wan has said he would like to direct it. Now, this is interesting. I wonder if James Cameron will step aside. I don't think he would. It's his baby. He's been there from day one. He's got another two to come out. I don't think he will let anyone else touch it, will he?
No, surely not. You'd see it out. No, he'll be there. But though, how would you feel if James Wan did take over and do it? Would you be happy?
I don't know. Because he'll have a different take on it, where Jim's got it in his head. He knows exactly what he's doing. I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen, but if it does, it does. You know, it'll be interesting to see if he does take it over.
Yeah, well, that is true. There you go. So that's a very interesting week in real news, Mr. Lee.
Yes, let me sign off. That's it for real news. Thank you so much.
Well done.
Thank you. Is that it? I'm trying to think of new things to end it, but you know. Thank you.
There you go. The crowd's happy. That's all that matters.
Thank you.
Our studio crowd's great. They make the same noise every week. now, opening next week, another movie in the 28 Years series, and this is called 28 Years Later, The Bone Temple, another horror.
Yeah, and I have to say, I don't know, Ralph Fiennes is in this. It is a post-apocalyptic horror film. It is directed by Nino DaCosta, written by Alex Garland, and it was shot back-to-back with its predecessor 28 Years Later, which came out last year in 2025. So this will be the fourth installment, so it'll be interesting to see. Yeah. Did you watch the other one?
Yeah, it's a horror. It was really scary, yeah.
My wife loves them.
This would be just as good. So your wife's very good, Mr. Lee. She can watch horror films, and you like watching like flowers and lollipops and all that sort of stuff. That's what makes you happy.
This is probably more mine, which is another one that opens next week. It's called Hamnet.
Oh, cool.
I thought it was Hamlet, and it was a spelling mistake, but it's not. It is set in a historical drama, and it is directed by Chloe Zhao. It's based on the novel of the same title, which was done by Maggie O'Farrell. And it is stars Paul Mescal. That's how you say his last name,
Mescal.
Yeah. Emily Watson and Jesse Bucklett. So, yeah, very interesting. We'll talk more about that next week. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing that movie.
Well, Miss Lee,
so much 28 years.
No, I can't see you going on to see that. I mean, no. You know, if you did, you would sit through it in sufferance.
It's my eyes, yeah, yes, and so, my eyes closed.
Yeah, but you're going to see the Coral movie anyway, so you know, I don't think that's obviously where you're at. And I think that's much. You love those old movies, Miss Lee, and I certainly now I understand why, because you like your vintage, and yeah, that makes perfect sense. Well, Mr. Lee, it's time to get out of here. So the mariachi band's coming back.
Yeah, good.
So we can enjoy it. Pleased. Yeah. All right.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. What do you got planned for the rest of the day?
Tacos for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that sounds good.
That's good, right? Yeah.
Taco Thursday lunch.
Yeah. Or a nice burrito or an enchilada. Yeah, enchiladas. Oh,
actually, great. I have to say I do like enchiladas.
Mm. Now I'm torn. Yeah. I hate it when I'm very indecisive. I hate it when this happens when I've got options. Why don't we just go tacos, okay?
Just go tacos. Can we put it on the company expense?
Sure we can. Can you put it on the company expense? That is the question.
Yeah.
You're the manager. Yeah. You can do anything, right?
We will. Let's do it.
Okay, done.
It's a business lunch. We're talking about tomorrow's podcast.
Sure, Andrew. We're very happy with that. Okay, we're going to get out of here. We are back tomorrow, though, to... Yes. Do Song Sung Blue with our Torpen Flickster.
Yeah. I'm so excited to tell you all about my thoughts, so look out for that.
Right, that's tomorrow morning. We'll catch you then. In the meantime, all right, boys, give it to us. See you, Mr. Lee.
Bye for now.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode, anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.